Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
We are joined now by a guy that you should be following in the land of football. If you are anywhere remotely close to a football fan, at Adam Rank should be on your list of guys to follow on a daily basis on Twitter. Adam Rank, NFL Network, joins us. Interesting for you guys that are fans of the Houston Texans, because he has just come out with a column, 10 Reasons Why You Should Root for the Houston Texans, which you can find on NFL.com. Adam, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate you you guys bringing me aboard. I do want to know, like, who comes back from a vacation, like, on a Thursday, though? Like, who's just returning? Like, you might just take the rest of the week off. That's what I'm doing, like a normal person. But whatever.
But are you familiar with the 999 challenge, Adam?
No.
So our beloved co-host, and I use the term loosely, in both regards, decided that last night he and his wife were going to do a 999 challenge, which is 9 hot dogs, 9 beers for a 9-inning baseball game while watching the Astros in the privacy of their own home. He also was periodically posting videos throughout the process. And as the words got slurred and the beers and the hot dogs got downed, it got a little nasty at times as people were making comments that weren't sitting well with him and probably weren't sitting any better than those hot dogs and beers were in his stomach.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, now this is like, I know this should be like a cautionary tale. Like, hey, listen, now I'm like, this sounds like a great idea. I want to now do this.
See, there you go. But as we've said, don't do it at a ballpark near you, because it could cost you near $500 based on prices at stadiums these days. Either you do it on Dollar Dog Night, or you try it during the courtesy of your own home, where you might be able to save a little do-re-mi.
Plus, you got to drive, and Barry couldn't drive even if he was sober, Adam. He's just bad behind the wheel.
So, Adam, before we get, I know you're a wrestling aficionado. Before we get to this NFL stuff, I do have to ask you what your thoughts are on this Houston Astros team and the fact that they've adopted the Ric Flair woo, and that outfielder Josh Reddick has a WWE-style championship belt, which gets passed around for the player of the game after every Astros win.
Well, I think that's a little disrespectful, because, number one, I have been using Ric Flair wrestling gifts for like the last couple of years. And it's all because Mark Gubazov, our color commentator for the Angels, announced it, or he called it, you know, when a guy hits a flare shot, he calls that the flare shot. So we started joking around with this on Twitter. And now for the Astros to come out and just start trying to take that over, like, it's not bad enough. You guys are 85 games in first place. But now you got to steal our little thing that was fun, and now you try to appropriate it and take it for yourself. It stings me a little bit, and now I want to go back retroactively for that Texans article I wrote today and revoke it, just because the Astros are doing just based on new information. I'm a little hurt. I got to be honest with you.
And I got to be honest with you, since we've promoted your Twitter account and the fact that we were telling people to go there, and now based on the fact that, one, you're an Angels fan, and two, you're bagging on the woo, I'm just going to have to give you the red alert that your inbox is probably going to get some new messages and followers, and they're probably not going to be all that positive. It's just the way they do things around here.
It's not going to be popular. I can understand that. I know, actually, I had gotten into it with one of the somebody from Houston Astros Twitter at one point, and really it was my fault. I'm one of those people too, with being an Angels fan, like, obviously a huge Mike Trout apologist. And when you talk about triggers, like, anybody disrespecting Mike Trout just kind of raises my antenna. And then living out here in Los Angeles, you know, anytime there's a Dodger who has like a hot week or something, they start the, hey, is Justin Turner, is this guy better than Mike Trout conversation? And I'm like, do we have to go through this all the time? Because you tried to do that with Puig, then it was Seager, and now it's Corey Bellinger, or whoever that guy is. So it's a little disrespectful. I understand but I guess I'm way off the topic and way off the plate right now. But I understand.
Hey, that's what we do around
the Astros want to take issue with me. I'm ready for it.
So hate tweets and football information can be found at Adam Rank on Twitter. But let's get down to the basics of what your latest edition on NFL.com, and that is 10 reasons why you should root for the Houston Texans, and maybe you can give Texans fans a little bit of positive juju by telling giving them the gist of the article.
No, what we set out to do, this is really based for an international audience or anybody who's new to the game or anybody who's enjoyed football for a long time and really wants to root for a team. I've heard from people on Facebook and on Twitter who are like, yeah, you know, I live in the UK and I love football and I wanted to follow a team. So this has been great. And you just try to lay out some reasons. And of course, some teams are easier than others to promote or anything like that. And Houston is one that I really feel good about because being in Houston last year for the Super Bowl, this gave me an opportunity to go out and really experience. Obviously, I didn't get to a Texans game, but kind of figure out, you know, the football town and what Houston is all about. And I told Nick this while I was out there. I really, like, loved Houston. I thought they did a great job with the Super Bowl. I thought the downtown area where they put us, you know, steps from Enron Field, from Minute Maid Park, being steps from there, the Discovery Green, all that stuff is really cool. So you got, like, a lot of, like, boxes checked. Like, Houston, great sports town, cool fans, great city, you know, a lot of good stuff going on. And then you look at the team, and this is a good squad. You know, it's one of those organizations that has had to kind of struggle to find the core. I mean, not that the guys have been terrible, but, you know, they've also, you know, they're still struggling to find that franchise quarterback. And I think Deshaun Watson can be it. And, you know, in addition to that, one of my favorite players in the NFL, Nuke Hopkins, a little bit of a bad season last year, but I put that all on Brock Osweiler. So I think this year, as long as either Savage or Deshaun can get the ball to you, the best player on your best offensive player on your team, you got that going for you. Oh, and you got JJ Watt, like one of the most endearing dudes in the NFL. I've loved him for a long time. One of the cool things, like, I know he gets a lot of backlash. Like, people, especially on Twitter and things like that, like to take shots at him. I'm like, I really don't understand it, because I've only met him a couple of times, but he seems super cool. We joke about pepperoni and jalapeno pizzas, and I'm like, this guy is automatically my spirit animal because he recognizes one of the greatest pizza toppings ever. So I think there's a lot of cool things going on with the Texans. And for being as good as they've been over the last couple of years without having that marquee franchise quarterback, I think it says a lot about the organization.
So let's talk about the quarterback situation, Adam. You know, a couple of seasons back, you know, you can only work with the quarterbacks that are available on the market. And the Texans kind of had to make a splash. They made the decision to go with Brock Osweiler. That kind of quickly became obvious that it was a wrong move. I think we're kind of in a similar situation when the Texans were drafting. There was only so many quarterbacks that came out of the draft. We don't know where Deshaun Watson would have been if there was a better draft class in terms of quarterbacks. Is this a situation where there's kind of a built-in excuse in the event that, look, there was only so many quarterbacks that you could have chosen from in the event that Deshaun Watson doesn't work? You know, there's kind of a built-in excuse. Like, Brock Osweiler, everybody was upset more about his play on the field. They were happy to get rid of him, but no one was really complaining that much when they got him. Is it a similar situation with Deshaun Watson?
It's similar. You got to go to extremes to acquire a franchise quarterback. I mean, it just goes to show how rare these guys are. You know, just when you look at how much teams are putting into acquiring a quarterback, if you look at the money that Kirk Cousins is getting, if you look at the price that Kansas City paid to jump up for Patrick Mahomes, like, it costs an awful lot. It's like being at the airport, you know, and a Bud Light, which normally would cost you $2 at the grocery store, now costs $12. Like, it's just the cost of doing business. And, you know, the Texans they got themselves into that kind of situation, and you see teams going through that. But I don't think that I don't think you have too much to worry about with Deshaun Watson. I think that he is a good quarterback. I think he's going to step into the league right away and be able to perform. And I don't want to start drawing I know the easy comparison will be Dak Prescott and what he was able to do last year. But when you have a quarterback who played in college and played at a high level, that means something. And especially with big time competition. I mean, the way he battled against Alabama, which was a team filled with future NFL stars, and he went out there and played great. And so I have a lot of the quarterbacks coming in this year. I thought Deshaun Watson was the best. And I think the only problems people had with them is that they saw too much of them. And it was a chance to really go in and like pick apart somebody's game. Cause you see it so much. You're like, I don't like this. I don't like that. Whereas, you know, you saw Mitchell Trubisky for 10 games and there really wasn't a big of enough sample size to really get an accurate or to really dive deep. So I think Deshaun Watson ended up being a good pick. And I think as long as he develops and becomes the quarterback they expect him to be, nobody's going to care about the price that it costs to acquire him.
Sample size is a very evil term. I just want to let you know, Adam, around here, because of that whole Brock Osweiler sample size not being big enough. But we're hoping for the best for Deshaun Watson. Two-part question before we wrap things up with you real quickly. Do the Texans win the division this year? Does Watson see the field?
I think Watson does eventually start. He's got too much talent. He needs to be on he needs to be on the field. And since I'm on a Houston radio station, I'm going to say yes.
Now you're just flat kissing up. That's what you're doing.
A little bit. Like, it's a little disingenuous. You know, I really like Tennessee this year, too. I think this division could be one of the strongest in football, because I know we're every year, like, it's, hey, Jacksonville, watch out. And I know at some point people just tune that out. But I really, like, this is the year that they get it going. So I think there's three pretty good teams, and the Colts have Andrew Luck, and, you know, they've got to do a little rebuild with their organization, because Gregson might have set them back a little bit. But I think this is a good division. I don't think it's automatically going to be ceded to the Texans like it has been the past couple of years, but I don't know. I'm going to say yes.
So there you have it.
I think Texans fans,
Adam Rank has picked the Tennessee Titans. He is an Angels fan, and he doesn't like you guys stealing the woo. So he's at Adam Rank on Twitter. And Adam, final question. Can Carlos Correa be the next Mike Trout?
Oh, how dare you. How dare you.
Hey, man, we appreciate you spending some time with us, especially where you should be enjoying your off season. But we look forward to catching up with you during the year. And, of course, Nick is still the president of your fan club, so we wanted to give you
appreciate
a special
shout-out.
Adam. Appreciate you guys having me on. You've been so good to me over the years. So anytime I can come on and anger the fans of Houston, I'm happy to do it.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your week.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.